If you haven't done so already, make sure to check out the list of 30 plus free and affordable tools I use to run my business. No asking for your email, no upsells, just pure value to help you and your business. You can get it at passionbreakthrough.com/tools. I wanted to do a quick podcast episode for you today because I wanted to address the topic of showing up as your best version where you're at in the current situation that you find yourself in, because it feels like sometimes as entrepreneurs we get so caught up in what others might be doing and that trap of comparison, and especially in the online space, right? Like there's so much noise and there's so much unique areas of what other people are doing, especially like if you are in different Facebook groups or on Instagram following a bunch of hashtags and stuff like that and seeing the latest trends and whatnot. So as last time that I recorded a podcast, I did a episode where I actually did a multi-stream. I was going live on my laptop and on my phone and recording a podcast audio version. And this week, what I'm doing is that I'm just going live as audio. I'm definitely wanting to do something for you today. And at the same time, I'm giving myself grace in terms of just giving myself permission to show up as my best self today. And that was just me just giving you my voice, not necessarily feeling like doing a video today. So that was why I decided that today's topic should be around showing you as just a way to inspire you to be imperfectly okay with taking those actions. Because again, like we don't want you to feel like you have to always have that certain level of perfection and that you need to keep up with even your level of perfection. So if you were like what I did, right? Like when I showed up and said, I'm going to create an episode with video. And then the next time it's just like, you know what? Like I just need to get out there. It's okay to just kind of take a step back and give yourself permission to do what feels right, to do what is going to continue to move the momentum forward, to continue to get your message heard. Especially because again, like our dreamiest ready clients, they're always out there listening. They're always out there paying attention to what might be helpful for them, right? Like we want to find the people that will resonate with the message, no matter how imperfect we might feel that specific moment. The key is to take those imperfect actions, show up as the best that we can be that given moment, and to just continue to inspirations that we can then continue to then attract the people that vibe with that, right? Because nobody likes perfect, right? Like if we keep showing up as the perfect insta-worthy version of ourselves, people are gonna start to wonder, is this real, right? Like at least that's the way that I am wired. Like we are, at least again for me, I feel like there's an instinct that gets triggered where it's just like, where's the imperfection here, right? Like what is wrong in this scenario? What am I not seeing? And so my own self protects me from that, protects me from some risk and making sure that, you know, like I look at different things and analyze the situation and things like that. So I want to kind of do my best to be as open and to show up and to just be me in this noisy, saturated space and have fun with it, right? Like the whole point is that I've been in situations in the past where I forced it, where I just would have all of these things lined up, pre-scheduled, and I felt like I needed to show up every single day for a job almost, right? Like it felt so stifling and it just was no fun anymore. So if that was the case, it, you know, like I was having a conversation with myself, right? Because, you know, that's totally normal. And so when I was thinking about it, it's just like, you know what, if all I have to do is just show up, just like it is a 9-to-5 job, and having that mental shift of this is just like another job made me feel like, why don't I just go back to my corporate job where I was making multi-six figures in that job and being very successful launching all of these multi-million dollar projects instead of just like doing things on my own and getting the message out there. But then I took a step back from that and it's just like, you know what? That's not where I want to be. That's not the impact and legacy I want to leave behind. So I challenge you, like if you are in that situation where you feel like you are not showing up as your best self, you feel stifled with being able to give your impact at a bigger scheme, at a bigger pace, what can you shift, right? Like there's a flip that needs to be shifted in terms of trying to figure out what is the mindset shift or what is the thought process that might be preventing you from just giving yourself permission to show up as your best self, to just have fun with the process, to experiment a little bit, to give yourself permission that last time I did this, I had like 10 things that I did, but today I can only do one. Or maybe like me, you get migraines or any other thing that might be going on in life, right? And just giving yourself permission to be like, you know what? The best for me today is to take care of myself so that tomorrow I can show up even better and just continue to have that message, continue to take care of yourself because you are your best asset in your life, in your business, and without you being able to take care of yourself first, everything else kind of falls apart, right? Like if you're not taking care of yourself, then everything else around you kind of can't be taken care of, right? Because when we take care of ourselves first, when we give ourselves the best, then we allow ourselves that abundance, more amazing things to kind of come together for ourselves, for our lives. So show up and give yourself the best. Show up and do your best. Show up and just be the best that you can be. Be the guiding light in this noisy, saturated world that you can just making sure that you are not necessarily getting distracted, not necessarily you know, like doing all the things that will then leave you drained, that will then give you nothing left for yourself. And then you're kind of tapped out and just serving from a place of just empty cup, right? Like we want you to serve from overflow. So showing up as your best self just means that you're serving from that place of overflow, because that is how we are gonna get that ripple effect, right? Like I like to talk about that, because when we serve from that overflow, the way that I envision it is like a champagne stack, right? Like I don't drink because of my migraines, but I always like the fancy graphic in my head of having this party and everyone has this overflow from one glass, and then it goes to the next tier of the champagne glasses, and then those glasses overflow to the one right underneath it, and it just creates this wonderful party of everyone having fun and just kind of serving from that overflow and just kind of making sure that we are always just showing up as our best selves and just kind of seeing what everyone else is doing, but at the same time we are just continuing to do what is good for us, right? And with that, I just, again, like this is just me trying to make sure that I continue to spread my message, trying to continue to give myself permission to show up as my best self and inspire others around me in the process that might be interested in doing the same thing, that don't necessarily feel like, you know what, I'm gonna continue to do it the hard way, do the easier, more fun and experiment way, right? That is the whole point of entrepreneurship, is that we get to do things our way. And sometimes our way is all about like experimenting to see what might work, what might not work. And sometimes you need to maybe listen to these things, maybe partner with other people. Those people that might be doing other things that have been proven to work in the past, those people that have already tried some things that have already worked for them, so that you can really elevate your presence, so that you can really shorten that time span that gets you closer to your goals. So whatever that looks like for you, how can you do your best? What can you do to get you closer to that today, so that we can have you to serve more people and to have more impact and to make more sales in your business, so you can continue to live the life of freedom based and have more fun in the process. With that said, I hope you have a good rest of your day, and we will chat with you later.